It's my pleasure to introduce our guest speaker, a friend of First Baptist Church and a friend of God. And we just thank the Lord for him. He's a blessing to us. Butch Woods, share what's on your heart with us.
God bless you. I want you to take a real deep breath and just breathe. Because this morning, I sense apprehension. I sense tension. And I know there's decisions that we have to make. Some that are easy, some that have been weighing on our minds and our hearts for weeks, if not years. But this morning, let this pulpit, this place of prayer, be a dumping ground. We've been living the same way over and over and over and over again, and a lot of times church becomes routine for us. We stand up here, we sing songs, the pastor preaches, we take offering, we shake hands, we go home. The same thing over and over and over again. But for the ones that really have things going on, I'm talking about you really got something going on, you got a decision that you've got to make, or there's something that's been eating at you over and over again and you want to get rid of it. We want you to be able to do that this morning. There was a saying that we don't want you to leave here the same way that you came in, and that's the truth. I'm thankful for the mission team that's been over in London doing mission work over there. It's a beautiful thing. But right now, I want them to be able to come back Wednesday or Sunday to a revived church, to a church that doesn't have a wait, to a church that's free, that's open, that's not a routine. So as I get ready to pray, I want you to bow your heads. And I want you to take this motion like this. Not go ahead. She got it right there. Do it for me again. There you go. I want you to just take that motion, whether you've got something or not. Because I know if one person doesn't see another person doing, they don't want to be the only one. They don't want to be left out. Bible says, cast all your cares on me because I care for you. I just want you to give it to God this morning. Give it to God. Give them that pain, that burden, that worry, that fear, that thought that you've had, that thing that keeps plaguing you, that's got you walking the floor in the middle of the night, that thing that's got you worried at your job. Just give it to them, all right? Just cast it upon them. Father God, we bless you in this place this morning, God. And I ask God in the name of Jesus that you bless everyone under the sound of my voice. God, you know the needs that they have in their homes. You know the desires. You know the wants. You know the fears, God. Even though your word declares that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind, we know. You know. So God, I pray this morning in the name of Jesus that they cast everything that is on their hearts to you. God, let this be a dumping ground for them, God, that when they leave out of here and they get in their car and they begin to start it up, that they don't think about that thing, that situation, that person anymore. God, I pray in the name of Jesus that the weight that is on someone this morning, God, that is lifted and that you be glorified in the name of Jesus. We continue to pray for the mission team, God. We pray for their safe journey as you bring them home. God, we rebuke any confusion. We rebuke anything that is not of you. And God, we ask for your traveling mercies that, God, that you would bring them back safely. Camp your guardian angels around them, keeping them in peace. Now, God, we pray that joy, that excitement that they feel, God, that we have that same feeling here in this sanctuary, this place that when they get here, God, that it just carries over for week after week after week. Now, we thank you, God, that church is just not another routine, not just another habit, but, God, that we can glorify you. These things we ask in your loving son, Jesus' name, and the church say it.
Amen.
And the church say it.
Amen.
And the church say it.
Amen.
Now, hug somebody's neck and tell them you love them in Jesus' name. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen again. If you have your Bibles this morning, would you turn with me to the book of Matthew, the 28th chapter, the 18th and the 19th verse. Matthew, the 28th chapter, 18th and the 19th verse. When you have it, say amen. Okay, I got one amen. Can I get two?
Amen.
Got two amens. Can I get three?
Amen.
There we go. Matthew, the 28th chapter, the 18th through the 19th verse reads, "And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and in earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father the Son, and the Holy Spirit, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now, I'm not going to reveal my age, because a lot of this stuff I watched on the nostalgic channel, whatever that may be. You remember Mission Impossible? This tape will self-destruct in 60 seconds. Well, this morning I want to use as a short subject, what is your assignment? What is your assignment? Because every day God gives us the opportunity to impact people's lives as we go, making disciples of all men, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But many Christians go to work. We go to our children's sporting events. We go to school. We go to music programs. We go to Walmart, wherever. And we hate it because we just don't seem to fit in. Amen? I'm the only one? Okay, well, I'll be the only one. We go to these places and we just don't fit in. And it's hard when the people around you just will not communicate with you. And I get it. We're invisible. We're at work. Everyone is greeted but us. Co-workers have cookouts. We're not invited. Pictures are shown. We're bypassed. And some people even smirk or laugh when we walk by. Have I missed anything? I get it. So life for a child of God, a Christian, can be an isolating place. But can I let you in on a little secret? Y'all going to talk to me this morning? I know I look like Denzel Washington, but don't be. I know. But I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Get over it. Get over the sparse communications. Get over the lack of camaraderie. Get over the stupidity. Get over the childishness. Get over the games. Have I missed anything? Because after all is said and done, God did not call us to that job. He didn't call us to that neighborhood. He didn't call us to that football, baseball, softball, track meet. He didn't call us to Walmart. He didn't even call us to school to be friends. He called us to go and complete an assignment. That's what he called us to do. And for some of us, God is still waiting for us to begin that assignment, yet alone finish that assignment. Come on, somebody say amen this morning. So he's still waiting for some of us to begin that assignment. And yes, I know. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying we can't be friends. Would never say that. But some people are so caught up in the friendship thing, they forget about the purpose that God called them to. And that is to go. But you know who's completing their assignments? Satan's willing vessels. They're completing their assignments every day. They're completing their assignments with police shootings, school shootings, terrorist attacks, suicide bombings, child abductions, political scandals, senseless murders, and race separation. Have I missed anything? His willing vessels are completing their task every single day. That thing that takes a second but lasts a lifetime. And each and every day, each and every single day, God gives us that opportunity to go and give someone a kind word. He gives us the opportunity to put the hand on somebody's back to let them know that it's going to be all right. He gives us an opportunity to give somebody a scripture, to give them a hug, to give them a personal message, to take a stance against something that is wrong. He gives us that opportunity every single day to go and do something. But a lot of us, I'm not going to put myself in that category. A lot of us are unable to get over ourselves because we don't like rejection. We don't like talking to strangers. And some people just don't like people. I used to be that person. I used to be that person. I was a child of God, loved God, but I just didn't like talking to people because I ain't like people. But now I love God so much, it's important for me to give that word of God to a person, to give that word of God to this lost and dying world, because I don't want to sit there and watch people go to hell on a daily basis because I can't get over myself. Amen. And the way that I live, Albert Darnell Woods Jr., the way that I live, I want you to hear me well on this. I expect to be blessed every single day. Thank you, brother. Let me say it over here. Maybe I get another response. I expect to be blessed every single day. Do you expect to be blessed every day? Clap your hands for Jesus. I expect to be blessed. John 10:10. Did it not say that Christ came that we may have life and have it more abundantly? Does not the word of God say that? Do you put God in remembrance of his word? Does not the word say, command ye me the works of my hand? How can you do it if you're not out there going and doing what God has commanded you to do? Everybody wants the reward, but nobody wants the word. So if Jesus came and all authority was given to him in heaven and earth, and we accept that authority, what's the problem? We believe the word of God, amen. We believe that Jesus was born, crucified, died, and rose again on the third day, right? We baptize him in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, right? We believe he's coming back for us again, right? We believe the Great Commission that we're to go out and preach the gospel, amen? We believe these things. What is the problem? Don't raise your hand. How many people have you witnessed to this week? How many people have you shared the word of God with? How many strangers have you walked up to and said, I don't know you, but I just want to let you know. I feel something in my spirit. God wants me to let you know that he loves you. When is the last time you did that? When is the last time you called somebody that you had an ought against and you sat there and talked to them till that thing got worked out because you didn't want that over your head? When is the last time you just told somebody, I love you in Jesus' name? When was the last time? Yeah, but we believe the authority. We accept that authority. But we're doing nothing. Oh, I can see Joe Cunningham in Walmart, and we could talk about Jesus for hours. Hours. He got it. He don't need to hear from me. Maybe we encourage each other like the Bible says. But there's somebody that's walking in Walmart, somebody that's at the gas station, somebody at the restaurant that God is wanting you to do something, but you know how society is. I just need to stay in my place. We believe the authority. We accept authority. What is the problem? The problem is us. Because from what I can see and what I almost ran over, we are more ready to go Pokemon than we are ready to go catch lives for Jesus Christ. Huh? I done almost ran over them. They got their phones out there trying to catch Pikachus and Dittos and Aerodactyls and Snorkelypuffs and Jigglypuffs. Hey, I had to look them all up. I didn't know what. Had to look every last one of them up. Because I talked to a Christian in Walmart yesterday that was catching Dittos at Walmart. And the Christian said to me, oh, I don't play the game. I just catch the images. Ain't that playing the game? I don't know. To me, am I wrong? Is that playing the game? If you're walking around, that's playing the game, isn't it? We are more concerned with Pokemon Go than we are going to get people and bring them out of the grasp of hell and bring them back to a loving God that loves them. And whether you like it or not, therefore, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. It's not a suggestion. It's not an opinion. It's not a thought. It's a command. It's a command. Now, all of us work jobs or have work jobs. Don't do something on your job that the boss tells you to do and watch out what happens. It's quiet. Show up to work late all the time. Don't wear the right clothing. Do something wrong over and over again. Watch what happens. We'll follow the instructions of our supervisors, our foremen, our bosses, but we basically turn a deaf ear to God because I don't like talking to people. It's a command to go. Because we're all called to get involved with equal passion. It's the same passion of those that have given up time and money to go to London. We're supposed to have that same compassion. Whether you're in the bread aisle, whether you're in your workroom, God has called you, commanded you to do something. Because when you look around, it don't look like God's in control, does it? Come on, let's just be honest here. It don't look like God's in control, does it? He is. We're the problem. We're the problem when we vote. We're the problem when we sit still. We're the problem when we're quiet. We see injustices going on in our jobs. We see injustices going on with people, and we sit and we do nothing. When is the last time you sat by idly where somebody talked about somebody and you knew the information that they were giving was wrong, but you didn't say anything? Yeah, I ain't got to say, man. I'm good with it. But God has commanded us to do something because he is still in control. Because that same Jesus who walked on water, that same Jesus that spoke to the winds and they obeyed, the same Jesus that opened the eyes of the blind, the same Jesus that called Lazarus forth, the same Jesus that demons obeyed and submitted to, that same Jesus is now telling us, commanding us, bidding us to go and do his work. Play me some music, Doc. Play me some music. Everyday people come into our lives. Every day, people come into our lives either to hurt us or help us because they have an assignment. I have been hurt the most in my life by church folk. Not people in the world, not people that are sinners, but people I sat in pews with. Every day, people come into our lives to either help us or hurt us. What part are you playing in that? Are you helping or are you hurting people? With your words, your actions, your deeds. Because I only know one thing. Go. That's all I know. I don't care about politics. I don't care. Because you know what? Whoever becomes the president, Hillary or Trump, it ain't going to make God cry. When gas got up to $4 a gallon, I told the congregation I was preaching to, I said, it doesn't make a difference if gas gets up to $10 a gallon, God is still in control. God is still in control. Here's the thing. Are you going to go? Are you going to do what he's called you to do? Are you going to sit on the sidelines? Because as they said, this Pokemon Go has gotten people outside to breathe the fresh air and get exercises. Well, why you Pokemon Go? Why don't you Jesus Christ go? Why don't you God Almighty go? Why don't you heaven go? Because you have been given a command. This tape will self-destruct in 60 seconds. Or you're for the challenge. Could you bow your heads in prayer? God, I thank you for the command that you've given us. And I do accept this challenge, this command to go unto all the world, preaching the gospel and baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I thank you, God, that if no one else will go, I'll go. If others cannot get over themselves, I'll go. If others are embarrassed or shy, God, I'll go. Because I know that kingdom of God is more important to me than a simple rejection or somebody not accepting me, God. As I prayed at the beginning of the service, God, if there was anything that anyone had, I ask that same thing now, that whatever they have, God, that they would cast it at the altar, leaving all their burdens and cares and worries here, God. Because you know our hearts, God. And you know the things before we even speak them, God. As you know every hair on our head, you know what's going to happen tomorrow. So in that process of waiting, God, in that process of trusting, God, I pray in the name of Jesus that everyone under the sound of my voice goes today, goes next week, and witness to someone, talks to someone, expresses that word of God to someone, that Jesus is alive and well, and that they need to be a part of the kingdom of God. I pray, God, you remove all fear. You remove all doubt, God. That those, God, that need to hear the word of God, those in this lost and dying world, God, they would come to ask the question, what must I do to be saved? God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that a sense of urgency comes over this congregation, God. That although that the mission trip they're doing is beautiful in London, God, but there are those that right here in this town that are smoking meth, God, that are alcoholics, that need to hear the word of God while we sit on our hands and minister to each other. God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you begin to move throughout our hearts, that we, God, do what you have commanded us to do, and that is to go to all the nations, starting with Crawford County. They would ask that question, what must I do to be saved? With every head bowed and every eye closed, I ask this question quickly before I turn it over. Is there one here? Maybe you've been laxed on what you've been doing. Maybe you've gotten comfortable in God. Maybe you've allowed things to just roll off your back. But you know that great commission applies to you this morning. With every head bowed and every eye closed, if that is you this morning, could you just raise your hand and put it back down? Bless your name. Bless your name. Bless your name. Bless your name. God, for those willing vessels that raise their hand, God, I charge them to go forth this week and minister and witness to somebody, laying all at the altar, laying all at your feet, God. And I pray, God, that you bless them 100-fold for what they are about to do. Because the kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violence taketh by force. But let us say, not on my watch, not in my church, not in my town, because of me, and I will go. These things I ask in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.